The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
Hello, and welcome to podcast, Technical Difficulties Edition.
No, we're not difficult. We're doing it. We're doing it. We're rolling.
Yeah.
This is a whole new season, the Ben and Vince Show.
Season, the best out of four. Or
yeah.
Whatever.
It's four. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
It's like Game of Thrones.
Have you watched that? I haven't watched it.
No. Haven't watched it.
Well, no spoilers.
Spoiler. You're gonna die.
Didn't that happen at the end of last season or something?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think I lost that episode.
Right. It's non-canon. I think we should go ahead and say right out now that this episode is non-canon.
This episode is so canon. The last episode was canon too, just no one has ever heard it.
Right. Okay, so it's, yeah, so there's secrets. That's on the deleted scene. That's coming out on the HD DVD.
Yeah, right.
So season four, what big changes do we have? Let's give a teaser. Let's tease it up for, this season. So, I heard that one of us is going to get a bird, like pet kind of thing. That should be a fun episode, right?
I hope it's not me.
Well, and then it'll, like, you know, we won't know, you know, one of us will say something and the other one will say it back or something back, and then we won't know whether it's the bird or the person.
If I get a bird, a parrot's just going to eat it.
Your parrot is
going to eat it? I mean, my cat is going to eat it.
Your cat... What is your cat Garfield?
Dude, all cats eat birds.
Okay. What if it's like a vulture bird?
That might be more difficult.
Right. I mean, aren't we evolved from birds anyway?
No.
Well, all right.
I don't know. Are we?
I think it might be one of those, you know, where, like, it's the missing link or something. I think it's, like...
The weakest link?
Yeah. Whoever you are that out there who's evolved from a bird, you're not going to win the game show.
Flap your wing.
Yeah. Yeah. Fly in to the studio.
We are at an airport.
Right. Are we above the ground? Why were we above the ground?
Because you have, like, to turn up.
Right, okay, yeah. So
turn
we're
up. Uh-huh. Don't turn so down. Just,
yeah, no, that would be bad. Okay, so that's one. And then that's one other big thing happening this season, right? What's the next teaser? It's
57 million people online.
It seems like a drop from usual. Isn't it usually like... No, usually it's like 16 million. Is that right? Has it been so long? Has Skype grown so much? Does anyone use Skype anymore?
Yeah, I didn't think anyone used it. But
right.
There's a bunch of people on here right now. I see Rohit.
Rohit.
I see Montas.
Yeah, let's get him on the air.
I see Christy.
Oh, wow. All the way from Madison.
I see Paul, but he's yellow instead of green.
Hmm.
So, anyway, shout out all my people on Skype.
Yeah. So what are people using instead?
Google Chat, Google
is
Hangout.
True?
Yeah,
true?
Absolutely.
Who's using that?
Everyone.
Like who?
All your friends from Google Plus.
Yeah, right.
No, that's like the one thing that people use it for.
Okay, okay. Does everybody have a Google Plus account?
I guess. If they made you get one to use this thing, then they do.
I probably had to get one. I got a new phone that is an Android phone.
Yeah, I got that too.
So they probably made me get one for that, right?
I don't know. I thought they were getting rid of it.
What? Google Plus?
Yeah.
What? Okay. I mean, this is going to be Google Plus Plus. All right. My phone keeps on, you know, I think actually I don't have it because a lot of times it'll be like, you know, link to your Google Plus account, and I'll be like, or I don't know, it'll be like, sign up for a Google Plus account, and I'll say, cancel. So maybe I don't have one yet.
Good for you.
Yeah, exactly. I already have one social network to avoid. I guess I'm missing the point of Google Plus. Yeah. Are you on there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't ever log in.
Right.
Or maybe I'm always logged in. I don't
know. Right. Google does know, like, where I live now because of this phone. Dude, okay, I don't know what kind of Android you have or, like, how recent it is.
I'm on the one before KitKat.
I don't know what the stupid candy name is. I know it's, like, a few months old. Sure,
yeah,
fine.
You're on KitKat, probably. 4.4?
Yeah, sure, fine. 4.4, 4.2, one of those. Anyway.
One.
At least one.
Does it have Google Now? Is this what you're getting at?
It does have that, yeah.
Is that what you're getting?
It does have that, but I guess that's what I'm about to complain about. Yeah.
You have Google Glass?
No, that doesn't come with a phone.
Too bad, you could be an explorer.
Someone is trying to tell me, is trying to tell me that next thing will be Google contact lenses.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, that seems dumb. But anyway,
that's just the excuse I need to go around punching everyone in the face.
In the eye.
Yeah. I don't know, right. Maybe you were wearing Google Lens.
Oh, you're probably right. Yeah.
Stop recording me.
Right. Yes, people's irises are going to be blinking, that's all you know. But anyway, I'm just saying there's all these stupid features on this phone that like one time I had a meeting that was like, you know, like on my calendar that was like at a different location from where I work. And so, you know, your phone buzzes when you have a thing on your calendar that's happening soon. But then it also buzzed to tell me time to leave to go to this thing because it knew where I was and it knew where this thing was and it knew how long it was. I was like, Jesus, why did somebody spend the time to like program that?
You don't think that's cool?
It's so stupid. What's the point?
The point is it's time to leave to go to your meeting.
Right. But I already knew that.
But now you don't have to.
But so I'm going to be like, oh, time to get in the car. I guess I was in the middle of something else, but, you know, I didn't plan this at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can turn all that stuff off.
Right. I know. But I'm saying the dumb things that it exists in the first place. Just because something could exist doesn't mean it should. But,
it's deep.
That's my, rant against, modern technology that doesn't really matter that much.
Such a technophobe.
I know, right?
Gotta let it happen.
I know. I mean, I guess.
And once you get your self-driving car.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some things that could exist also should exist. but not everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm also trying to get a new computer, but I don't think I'm going to get an Android.
Get out of the way!
Sorry, it's a lot of...
That plane is trying to take off.
Yeah, a lot of air traffic near us. Is there going to be self-driving planes at some point?
There already are, that.
I was just watching an episode of 30 Rock where she's dating that pilot. And he's like...
Matt Damon?
Yeah. He's like, fine, why don't you, you know, drive the plane? You think you know how to turn the plane on and then turn autopilot on and then turn it off? Yeah, something like that. Yeah, self-driving cars. That's fine. Whatever. That seems good. People get in accidents too much anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Like Tracy Morgan.
In the future, people will never get in accidents.
Right.
We're all going to wonder how anyone ever survived.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, people don't get in accidents. Cars do. Yeah, that's another thing in the Times, in the news, in today's Times, about why is there so many people getting shot lately?
Where? Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah, well, okay. That's a good follow-up question, actually. In places that you wouldn't normally expect them to be getting shot. I don't know if you heard about this one. I don't think I even did, but my mom was telling me about someone got shot near the National Zoo kind of recently, I guess, or maybe a few months ago.
Oh, well, that always happens.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, there's, like, this one day a year that's, like, I don't know what it is, but it's, like, all these people from all these different neighborhoods go to the zoo, and then they see rival gang members, and they get in a fight to shoot each other.
Really? It's, like, zoo day for the gangs?
Yeah, I don't know what it is exactly.
Okay, so I guess it was that day, or whatever, you know, 2014.
Yeah.
Or whatever year this is coming out. You know, so somebody got shot and, like, you know, people were upset because it was at the zoo.
Right.
You know, and what if an animal had gotten hurt or whatever? and then, you know, some dude wrote a, like, really outraged editorial about, like, you know, yeah, people are so upset, like, you know, God forbid a panda should get shot, you know. But meanwhile, you know, black kids are getting killed in the Southeast every day, and who even cares? And, you know, that's great. But my mom was just like, but you could tell that this guy just really wanted a panda to get shot. and then she's like, they should do it on the panda cam.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, so you want to take a break or what?
Oh my god. All right, let's go to the zoo.
Okay. I think we're safe until 2015.
Yeah. I'll bring my, what are those called? 6 gauge. 12 gauge? I'll bring my 12 gauge.
6 gauge.
Yeah. All right, we'll see you after this break.
There are really two great ways to watch the Sox play New York, sitting at home on your favorite recliner or going to the game. Now you can do both. Right now, buy any reclining furniture, and we'll give you 2 tickets to watch the Red Sox play New York at Fenway. That's right. Spend as little as $4.99 on a recliner, or buy any reclining sofa or sectional, and you'll get 2 tickets to watch the Red Sox play New York. What a great Father's Day gift, a new recliner, a day at the ballpark, and a hot dog, or two.
Get out of my head, get into my bed. Come to me now, I'm tired of dreaming about you, baby.
That was a pretty quick flight.
Yeah, Zoom.
Having a studio at the airport comes in handy sometimes.
I guess so. Yeah, that was a pretty good trip to the zoo. I'm enjoying this pina colada thing I bought there.
I'm enjoying my funnel cake.
Mm-hmm.
And the pictures that I took of that awesome bear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, it's a good thing you got your camera out real quick, because he was out of there.
Yeah, he out.
Yeah.
You see that Instagram video?
No. Wait, there are Instagram videos now?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, everybody's got to steal everyone else's idea.
Right. I heard about Slingshot just today.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, this is breaking news. Maybe.
Breaking news.
Yeah. Actually,
in the Ben and Vince newsroom.
We don't have a sponsor?
Okay. The glass enclosed Lido Pizza newsroom.
Right. News is people still like pizza. Anyway, Slingshot, it's the Facebook Snapchat, basically.
Ah.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I did sign up for, and yet I have yet to snap a chat from you.
That's fine. You'll get it. Well, you know, I'm going to delete my Facebook.
Yeah? And move to Canada?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yeah. That sounds good.
Facebook is just stupid anymore.
I heard that it's not, you know, the young kids don't use it anymore.
Yeah. Oh, apparently there were two articles on Slate.
Okay.
Like 2 days apart. One of them was, I'm 12 and none of my friends have a Facebook.
Uh-huh.
The other one was, I'm 13 and all of my friends have a Facebook.
Oh man, point counterpoint. You can see where the generation gap is happening here.
Yeah.
That's like a common, like, YouTube comment, pattern or like paradigm is, I'm 12 and I think this song is great. Or like, I'm 12 and I hate Lady Gaga. Or I'm 17 and, you know,
I hate Google.
The Rolling Stones are awesome. Or whatever. And everyone's like, and then there's the backlash about like, you know, who cares how old you are? Just enjoy it. Yeah. Or like, yeah, one time I was watching a video of a koala bear doing something, and one of the comments was, they're not actually bears. And then somebody responded saying, koala bears. Like, right there in the name, buddy.
Koala bears.
Exactly. The other YouTube comment framework kind of thing seems to be,
sign my petition,
you know,
to get rid of Google Plus.
No, I don't know about that one. I would be okay with that. But you know, if like, you know, some video has like 1,030 likes and like 15 dislikes.
Oh yeah.
I'll be like, 15 people, you know, something, something that relates to the video.
Yeah.
You know, got their nuts chewed off or whatever. Video about someone's nuts getting chewed
off.
Those
15 people.
Right. Who ever goes and dislikes a video, though? That is a little ridiculous.
I don't know, man. I don't know. So this Instagram video.
Oh, yeah.
It's this bull escaped from a slaughterhouse in Baltimore.
Ooh.
So the video is this guy, and it's the bull is just like galloping around in the middle of the street, just like through the hood there. And there's like a bunch of people standing around staring at it, and like just going past all the carryouts and the beauty shops and everything. Mm-hmm. And the video is taken by this guy driving by in his car. He's blasting Baltimore club music, and he's just filming this bull running down the street, and his caption is, he out.
He out?
Yeah.
Nice. And I wonder what happened to him.
The police shot him.
Okay.
The ball.
So he was not the ball. Yeah. He was not considered fit for human consumption after that.
I guess not. I don't know the whole story. I guess they did some sort of maneuver to try to like trap him. It didn't work, so they just.
Is this the one time the matador is like waiting by his phone? Finally, they need me.
I keep seeing these ads for a new show called The Matador.
What, really?
It's not about a matador. It's about a star soccer player.
Oh.
Who gets recruited to be a CIA agent.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe a guy who gets recruited to be a CIA agent and then has to try out for a soccer team.
So you go undercover?
Yeah, I think so.
What, is the soccer team like smuggling drugs or something?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Why is it called the Matador?
I don't know. I don't know any of this information.
Right, okay. I thought you were going to say, it's not about a matador, it's about a soccer player who gets recruited to become a matador.
The show is on the El Rey Network.
What is the El Rey Network?
Never heard of it before today.
Is that the king? Is that what that means?
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool network.
Oh, I know.
I wonder what else they have. Wait, so it's not called El Matador?
No, it, as far as I can tell, it shows in English.
Huh. Okay.
But I did see the commercial on Spanish channel.
The Spanish channel?
Univision.
Hmm. How about that World Cup, speaking of soccer?
Oh, man. I love the World Cup.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which world are you rooting for?
I'm rooting for Earth.
Okay.
And, for hope and unity and hashtag say no to racism.
Who else is rooting for that?
Everyone.
Everyone? Say no to racism?
Yeah, I'm rooting for Mr. Worldwide. Pitbull.
Okay.
What? Pitbull.
What about Pitbull?
Mr. Worldwide.
Is that his name?
That's his name.
Okay. Pitbull Worldwide?
Mr. Worldwide.
Okay.
Pitbull.
He doesn't like racism?
Probably not.
He's white, right?
It depends on your definition of white.
Oh, okay. What?
According to the Census Bureau, I would say that he's white.
Okay, okay. You would say that, or the census would say that?
I mean, so, you have to delve into the question of what is a race, what is an ethnicity.
Okay, okay. So go ahead, delve.
So he's Cuban.
Okay. So his nationality is Cuban.
No, he's from Miami.
Oh. So what part, how is he Cuban? Okay, so he's also like Ethiopian.
He's basically, in 1,000 years when the whole,
right,
all the races are mixed, everyone's just going to look like Pitbull.
That is terrible. Wow. I normally I'm not like a super pessimistic person, but you're not exactly filling me with hope for the future.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Pitbull. Yeah, great. I think I honestly might feel better if you said that we're all just going to look like a pitbull.
At least we're not going to look like Sean Paul.
John Paul?
Sean Paul.
Sean Paul?
Sean DePaul.
Who is that?
Never mind.
Okay.
Well, that's our show.
Wait, I had one more thing to say. Okay. Oh, yeah, about racism. Did you see that? Did you hear that racism is bad?
Yeah. That video, it seemed silly, but it actually had a surprisingly good point.
Yeah, an important message. I was taken aback a little bit, but boy, I'm inspired now. And yeah, yet it seems so silly at first.
But then my jaw hit the floor.
Yeah. Have you ever been on, there's this one that's like...
Upwardly Generator?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Yeah.
That one's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, gets amazing around, you know, 024. Becomes mind-blowing at 047. That's
good. Cool. It's just like, what a concept. I'll just take a YouTube video. And that'll Watch be this. The only content. I'll spend 3 hours coming up with a headline. And then make you answer some stupid pop-up before you get to watch it.
Oh, really? Are there pop-ups on there? I've never gone on the site.
Yeah, oh yeah. It's like, no, it's like the pop-up, it's not an ad. It's right. Like, it's like they ask you some really loaded question, like, do you think everybody deserves the opportunity for equal rights?
And the answers are like, no, nah, I don't think so, or probably not.
Let's see. I'm going to go there right now.
All right. Let's bring one up on screen.
Okay, it didn't come up. I've also never been to the homepage of this website, so...
Let's go try to.
I'll click the things that matter. Pass them on. I'll click the top story, which is we can't tackle racism in sports without talking about one huge racist thing across all of them.
Uh huh.
Here we go. Didn't work.
All right. Well, sounds like you think. Don't think people deserve equal rights.
What's the video?
Yeah, what's that one huge racist thing? I love...
Nobody really cares about racism in the NBA.
Is that true?
Apparently.
Wait, didn't a lot of people care just recently?
I don't remember that.
Okay, yeah, you're probably right. Every website you go to now, you know, has like the links around the web kind of section, you know, and they all just sound the same.
Oh, is it Outbrain?
Yeah, it's Outbrain or like Taboola or like Tallulah or Khaleesi or whatever it is.
I never heard of that.
Yeah, anyway, or like, you know, whatever. They're all the same anyway. All the internet, everything on the internet just sounds exactly the same anymore.
Too bad.
I don't like that. We should embrace diversity. But not in the same way.
Alright. Well, I hope everyone is enjoying our new 30-minute format.
Uh-huh. I'll leave you with that important message. You know, this podcast seemed a little silly at first, but... I don't know. What do you think? In the end?
Yeah. You know, it's 27:46.
Yeah.
My mind hit the floor.
Dropped. Yeah. All right, well, you know, pass it on, fools.
Racism, pass it on.
Yeah.
All right.
See you next week.